Hey, Sam.
Hey, Gary, I got somewhat of an explanation for you. So basically we just need a copy of the truck title. Do you have the extension for 2015 for the taxes?
I could probably find it.
Because I have the Schedule C from the 2014 tax return that you sent me the first time. If I send that over to them with the extension from 2015, it's going to be fine. But they just want to see that the extension's actually there. And then finally, for the mortgage statement, what they told me is they just want to make sure that you are current on your mortgage payment. So when you make your mortgage payment, that's automatically deducted out of your bank account.
Right.
Okay, is the mortgage through your bank?
Through a different bank.
Okay, so when you make the payment, do they send you like anything in the mail or email that kind of says, your payment was received, this is your new balance, anything like that?
No. No.
No.
No. So it, no. No, it
Okay.
just automatically comes out the 25th of every month.
On the 25th, it comes out of the account that you sent to me because I'm going to take a look at it here and see
No.
if I can find it. Oh no, it's a different
No,
account.
it's a different account. That's my business account that you have.
Oh okay. All right. So, oh okay, I got it. So it's out of your personal account because it's your personal home that you're paying the mortgage on, right?
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Okay, now.
So I can look at a statement, a bank statement when I get home. I
Yeah,
mean, it must show on
if
there.
it shows the payment, but now do you get, I mean, usually, if you're making a payment on something, they will kind of like send you something with like your current balance. Are you able to like log on with that other bank to access your account to see where you stand on the mortgage? Because if we can do that, it
Oh
makes it
yeah.
pretty easy. Okay, well,
Yeah, I do.
I think if that's the case, then I think what you can do is just log in, to whichever bank that is you do your mortgage through, and you should be able to print a statement from there. That's what they were telling me in the funding department.
Okay.
At the very least, if you can get on there and then, it shows a page or something that says that you're current, where it says, like last payment received on so and so date. That would be enough. That would be enough as well. They just need to see something that shows that you're current.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll see what I can do. I don't know, understand why I got to jump through all these hoops.
Yeah, and I wasn't expecting it
I mean,
either, just because usually, typically, we don't have these kind of stipulations for a loan this size. Really, the reason that it's coming is because we're switching from Knight to Everest, so they're just giving us a little pushback.
all right. We might have a problem with that, with the tax thing.
Oh, with the extension?
Yeah, because my secretary brought it to my attention a while back that I filed the extension, but she thinks I filed the wrong one, the one for the previous year.
Oh, okay.
Let me
Okay.
look at it when I get home.
Well, check it out. Yeah, check it out. If it send me whichever one you have. If you did the right one, great. If you did the wrong one, send that one to me, and I'm just gonna send it in with the explanation because really this is an incredible formality that they're making us go through, and I'll just push to get an exception made.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous now. I signed that judgment, which is really against my judgment, but you know what I'm saying? I thought,
Yeah,
wow,
no. No,
this
I'd
should cover everything.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I thought because usually that is a little more extreme than what the stipulations they require. So, I was surprised to get these three coming back, but send me what you're able to get. If you can get the mortgage statement, anything that shows that you're current, that's going to be key. I have the taxes from what you sent me before, but if you have any sort of extension, whether it was the one you filed properly or improperly, send that to me too, and I can make it work.
Okay,
And then
I'll send that stuff.
the copy of the title of the truck too.
Okay, I'm a couple hours out yet, so I probably it'll be in your email in the morning, I guess what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I'll try. I'll get it over to you probably tonight, but I don't know if you'll see it or not.
Yeah. Understandable. Understandable.
All right. Hopefully we can do this tomorrow.
If you have any questions tonight while you're trying to gather it all, shoot me an email and I'll be checking my email and I'll try to get back to you just to make this as possible, you know?
Okay. Okay. All right. Very good.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Thanks.